This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare paStudio 7, manera anhasi uri musi wesvondo, chivabvu 1, 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930, kana pa 13860, ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti hezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vashandi vemuZimbabwe vanobatana nedzimwe nyika mukucherechedza zuva revashandi panguva iyo vashandi vakawanda vakarasikirwa nemabasa.
Izuva ratinotambira isu vashandi vemunyika yeZimbabwe tine miono miviri. Muono wokutanga une kamufaro maererano nemaachievements andingangofunga kuti iwayo tikanyatsokuashandisa zvakanakisisa.
Bato reMDCT roshushikana nekusagadzikana kuri mukanzuru yeguta reHarare zvichitevera kudomwa kwava James Mushore semunyori mukuru wekanzuru. Iyi ndiyo misoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino Studio 7, tirikutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America, uri muWashington DC, tichikudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Vashandi vemuZimbabwe nhasi vabatana nedzimwe nyika mukucherechedza zuva revashandi reWorkers Day, panguva iyo vashandi vakawanda vari kurasikirwa nemabasa. VaKenya Chiyamirira vanove munyori mukuru werimwe sangano rinomirira vashandi munyika reZimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions kana kuti ZFTU vanoti zvinosiririsa kuti vashandi vakawanda havasi kutambiriswa mihoro yavo uye vamwe vakawanda vakamiswa mabasa. VaShamirira vanoti sesangano vane mhemberero dzakawanda dzavakaronga munyika kucherechedza zuva iri, asi gungano guru ranga riri kuchiredzi. Vanoti mangwana nemuvhuro sangano ravo riri kubatanawo nevamwe vashandi kumhemberero dzichaitwa nehurumende kunhandare yeRufaro muHarare, uko kuri kutarisirwa kutaurwa negurukota rezvemabasa nevashandi amai Priska Mpfumira. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita navashamirira pamusoro pezuva reWorkers Day.
Izuva ratinotambira isu vashandi vemunyika yeZimbabwe tine miono miviri. Muono wokutanga une kamufaro maererano nemaachievements andingangofunga kuti iwayo tikanyatsokuashandisa zvakanakisisa. Tinogona kuona dzimwe nhunha dzedu dzichipfundutswa. Ndiri kutaura ndakanangana nenyaya yeconstitution. Ndongade kuti vashandi vese vadzidzive nemhuri yese yeZimbabwe kuti constitution yedu yatave nayo, new constitution yatakaita nekopakiyai, yave kualawa kugumira kuti munhu ane right yekuenda kunodimanda pay yake. Mune right to pay, mune right to collective bargaining. Ende unogona kutozvienda semushandi kana sevashandiri constitutional court muchipiwa determination ini madzisare edzimhosva. Sati ndichatitopembera ichocho. Kusuwa kwatiinako ndekwekuti nyaya yekusevenza pasina mihoro yatekeshera munyika yeZimbabwe. Vashandi vose vari kushandira kuhurumende, vari kushandira kumaparasita nevari kushandira kuprivate sector vari kuenda 8, 9 months, 10 months vasina mapei. Asi dambudziko harisi rekuti mapei ari kushaika. Mapei mihoro mari dzinenge dziriko but dziri kudyiwa nevashomanene kana kuti dzinenge dzakapfimbikwa dzichiitwa kwadzinonopfimbikwa kwatisingazive. So izvozvo tinoshungurudzika zvakanyanya
Tinono zvakare kuti pane nhaurirano dziri kuitwa kana kuti kupokana kuri kuitika pamusoro penyaya yekuvandudzwa kweLabour Act. Munoiona sei nyaya iyi panguva iyo muri kucherechedza zuva renyu sevashandi?
Vamwenera andinoita nekuti ndinopindo imomo. Labour Act zvayo ini maonero maiviri aita anga akatinakira isu vashandi. Vari kunyanya kupokana nayo ndoda kubanda kudzengeserai vakandemire vashandirwi. Yatinoti Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe, MCOS, nemapazi ayo.
Vanga vari munyori mukuru weZFTU, vaKenya Chamyarira, vari parunare neStudio 7. Bato reMDCT rinoti riri kushushikana zvikuru nekusagadzikana kuri mukanzuro yeguta reHarare zvichitevera kusawirirana kunonzi kwakaitika pakati pemakanzuro eguta iri pamberi pevanhu vakawanda kumusangano weUrban Councils Association of Zimbabwe wakaitwa kuulawayo panguva yeZITF. Mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu vanoti chiitiko ichi chinoshoreka asi sebato vari kutorawo matanho akakodzera ekugadzirisa zvinhu. Uye vanoti vari kukumbira ruregerero kumhomho yeZimbabwe zvikuru kuvagari veguta reHarare. Zvinonzi kusawirirana kwemakanzura MDC kwakatanga mushure mekunge vakafanobata chigaro chameya veguta vaChristopher Mbanga vaedza kuti munyori mutsva weguta vaJames Mushore vabude mumusangano uyu vachiti ava vacherechedzi semunyori mukuru wekanzuro yeHarare. Asi vaMushore vanonzi vakatsika madziro izvo zvinonzi zvakazopa kuti chikwata chose chekanzuro yeHarare chikandwe panze musangano uchienderera mberi. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaGutu.
Chokwadi chacho Jonga ndechekuti zvinonyadzisa, handingadi kurova imbwa ndakaviga mutini. Nokuti isu sebato guru reMDC inotungamirirwa naDr. Morgan Tsvangirai, vanhu vakawanda mhomho yose yevana veZimbabwe vari kutarisira kwatiri kuti tivabudise munhapwa mukutambura kwatiri kuita uku. Saka zviro kwazvo ndezvekuti isu tinonzwa kunyara nezvakaitika. Toda kuti titore mukana uno tichiti kuvana veZimbabwe tine urombo, tinokumbirirawo ruregerero rwenyu nezvakaitika kuBulawayo, asi isu seleadership seutungamiriri pane zvatiri kuita, pane zvatiri kugadzirisa kuitira kuti mangwana zvakaita saizvozvo hazvizoitika zvakare. Saka tinoti kuZimbabwe yose, mhomho yeZimbabwe yakateerera pari zvino, veduwe tine urombo nezvakaitika, tinokumbirirawo ruregerero rwenyu.
VaGutu, tichitarisa pamadande mutanda apa vanhu vari kugunun'una zvikuru nezviri kuitika mukanzuro izvozvi vachiti zvinoragidza kuti bato reMDCT harisi bato rakakodzera kuti ringe richizotonga nyika, nekuti zvinhu zviri kuitika mukanzuro yeHarare zvinonge zvichiratidza zviri kuitika mubato. Munotii nevanhu ivo?
Vanhu vanodaro handinganyanyopokana navo, nokuti sezvandabva mukutaura Jonga, isu sebato riri kutarisirwa nevanhu kuti tichatonga Zimbabwe. Pane maitiro atinofanira kunge tichiita anokodzera kuti vana vaZeshua vaibva vabikwa hari yakwata yakuda kupakurwa vava kukwanisa kutonga nyika. Saka tikazoonekwa zvetichiita matakanana tichiita mahumbwe kunge akaitika kuBulawayo, zveshuwa vanhu vanobva vatanga kunyunyuta nokuti tsoropodza. Asi ndoda kuti vanzwisise zvekare kuti nyaya iyi inogadziriswa. Ndotora zvemukana uno ndichiti ndizivise vatereri vakateerera panhepfenyuro ino yavanhu yeStudio 7 kuti nyaya yavaMushore inyaya iri pachena. Ndofunga akava kechina kana kechitatu ndichitaura pano panhepfenyuro. Ndoda kuti ndibudise nyaya pachena. LaJames Mushore ndo town clerk weCity of Harare.
Vanga vari mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Mukuru weCenter for Resources and Development vaJames Mushore vaJames Mupfumi vanoti makambani akambomiswa kuchera mangoda kwachiyadzwa haana kusiya agadzirisa nzvimbo iyi. Vamupfumi vanoti makomba akanga acherwa nemakambani aya akangosiiwa akadaro uyewo vachiri kutyira kuti mvura haina kuchena sezvo nzizi zhinji dzakakanganiswa nemishonga yaishandiswa mukucherwa kwemangoda aya. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navamupfumi pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Pari zvino tinongonzwa kuti hurumende inenge yakaita chibvumirano nekambani imwe chete inonzi DMC. Hatina information yakati yakanyatsobudiswa pachena minista wemine kuti kambani yapinda muconsolidation here kana kuti yakadzorerwa ichimaira sezvaainge ichingoita kare. Saka ipapa tisatonyatsova nechokwadi chizere. Asi kune mamwe makambani ese akabviswa kwamarangi. Mapurisa ndiwo achiripo ari kuchengetedza makambani iwayo.
Tinoona kuti makambani aichera mangoda aya akanga achichera mamwe achiitawo nenzira dzaiita kuti imi vagari nemasangano akazvimirira munge muchinyunyuta kuti vari kukanganisa zviwanikwa yatingati environmental degradation. Pane kugadziriswa here kwakaitwa nemakambani akamiswa mabasa aya kuti vasiye vagadzirisa nzvimbo dzavaishandira?
Hakuna chakagadziriswa iri nyaya yeenvironmental degradation iyoyo. Makomba iwayo akangosiiwa akadaro. Even in this contamination nanhasi hakuna mvura yakanaka inonwiwa nevanhu masurrounding communities. Why? Hakuna chakaitwa. Uye zvibudirira vakaita vakangobuda chiripo chicho ichocho. Hapana kuitwa handover, takeover ine sarukanda.
Avanga vari vaJames Mupfumi vanove mukuru wesangano reCenter for Resources and Development vari parunare kwaMutare neStudio 7. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanoti pachirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambira ine mufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Clarice Maduku vanotungamirawo sangano replatform for youth development kuchisumbanje kumanikaland uku. Makadii mukoma Clarice?
Tinofara makadii zvenyu, tinofara makadii vateereri.
Aiwa tinovimba vateereri vedu vari nani. Mukoma Clarice, tiri kunzwa kuti mune zvirongwa zvamuri kuita munharaunda menyu umo zvakanangana nekudzidzisawo vechidiki nenyaya dzekodzero dzavo nezvimwe. Mungatitsanangure kuti munenge muchiita chirongwa ichi rini uye kupi?
Ndinoti vateereri vazive kuti isu semusangano weplatform for youth development tinoramba tichikurudzira kuti vechidiki vange vaine pfungwa dzakarongeka vachive vari pasenda pedevelopment yemacommunities avo. Saka musi wa7 May tichange tiine chirongwa chikurukuru chinenge chiitika pachegrowth point chatanga ne clean up campaign yatinenge tichinhonga marara kuti tinge tichinge yakachena. Tapedza tozoita road show pamukati negrowth point. Chinangwa cheprogram iyi ndechekuti tidzidzise vechidiki makodzi dzavo. Vamwe vechirungu vanoti the right to know, tine zvakawanda zvinati vechidiki vange vachiziva dziri kodzero dzavo yatingati right to know. Asi chikuru apa toda kuti tidzidzise vechidiki vanogara muchisumbanje muchipingi nenyika yese yeZimbabwe kuti vechidiki tine kodzero dzekugarisana zvakanaka neupfumi hwenyika yedu watingati manatural resources. Kuchisumbanje kana kuti kuchipingi kune maissues akati kuti tinogarisana nerwizi runozosaveriva itinewese natural resources. Uye kuchisumbanje kusinyanswa kwamazwa nyaya dzagara dzinoita kuva tine vhu rakanakisa rinonzi ndoyo black basalt rock. Ndo risere mungazi ya kama watinawo yane green field kuti vechidiki vange vachigona kugarisana ne investors vachikona kugarisana nezveupfumi hwavo.
Ko ukama hwevechidiki ava nemakambani ari munharaunda menyu wakamira sei?
Ndo mungada kuziva tisu veplatform for development pane nguva yakareba tichida kuti vechidiki vange vaine ukama hwakanaka. Asi mungangozi kuti ukama hwatagara tinawo nevegreen field ndova vaida kuti tinge tichiita mukurumbira inyaya yekuti zviripo zvakawanda zvavari kuita mabasa avo zvisiri pachena. Ndosaka tine campaign the right to know sekuti tine zvakaidakarisira kuti vange vachipa beneficiation kune vechidiki yekuti vechidiki vanenge vachatarisira kunoshandawo kubasa ikoko. Pane zvino pane vari kunoshanda kubasa ikoko asi kutambira mari vechidiki vanenge vachatarisira kuti tizive kuti project yavo iyi ine ivhura kawanda sei atingati hectare vari kutora pane makakatano yekuti hatizivi migano kuti angira pako chipera papi saka ndopane kambira kuti right to know saka pari zvinokama hwadina hwechidiki negirifu havuna nyatsokumira zvakanaka saka tenge akambeni iyi tiri kudaidzawo mamwe masangano akazvizivira egatosona navato kuti macivic society vana zimabhuru yacho human rights misa zimbabwe nanazvela vanenge vachiya tichishandirana navo kuti tikwanise kuti veruzhinji vabatsiridze kuti ukama huri pakati pevechidiki nekambani iyi yegreenfield because ikambani hombe hombe kuti iri kuinvesta 600 million zviripo zvatinoda kuti tinge ichitaurirana naye kuti ai taita kwanza shandira pamwe chete
muri kutarisira kuti panouya vechidiki vangani
tinotaura vechidiki mamiting yakanyanya yatonotaura vechidiki vanosvika kuma3000 tisange tine veruzhinji tine kambeni inenge ichisanganisa vana vechikoro takwirira government high school Chichete High School, Rimbi High School, Shibuwe High School, ndoo marketment ene mtanda hwe, ndoo zi marketment area yetu ye shikoro, wana we shikoro, watushana navo. Dene ma youth, sisiri kushikoro, yaneti out of school youth.
Mubvunze wekupedzisira vamadhuku mungatiudza kuti vechidiki vari munharaunda yenyu vari kurarama sei tiri kunzwa kuti muzimbabwe nyaya dzemabasa dziri kunetsa
hazvidii kunyeperai mukoma wangu zvino hazvina kumira zvakabata vechidiki vazvii mungatoziva kuti pane vamwe vari kutoregedza chikoro vechidiki vane kuma13-14 years vakuti vamwe vacho vakutomhanya mana chechomo kana kuti mana dzondai muchipinge kutaura kuvari mana betinafom vachiita zvechipasi inyaya yekuti havasina kana mari dzekuti vabereki vavo vasapote nenyaya yenzara ndaane vamwe vechidiki vanopota vachiita macross border vachienda south africa vachidi asi mazuva ano south africa kwacho hakuna kumira zvakanaka kune xenophobia tine vakawanda vatava kutouya tichiviga nekuti vanosvika ikokupisa mabasa saka vari kutambura cross border yacho haisi kunyatsobhadhara munoona kuti pane nyaya dzakaro dzatinombotaura pamaplatforms ede platform for youth evachidiki vanenge vakutoenda kunopa chikafu kana mudzimba chaimo nenyaya yekuti ari kutambura saka tiri kuona kuti upenyu hwaomesa tingati sekuti tiri kuda kuita lonji yedii mukazi yacho vechidiki panga pamboita kakuita hope yekuti pamwe green fuel sezvo yange achinzi ikambani hombe ichapawo vamwe mabasa zvinezvi zvekuona kuti hazvisi kunyatsa kutifambira zvakanaka zvinobva vechidiki vanenotambudzika tinozwa vechidiki kune dzimwe nzvimbo vari kunzi vari kupihwa land asi vechidiki vatikushanda navo kuchipinge uko havana zvavari kutombowana
aiwa tinokutendai vamadhuku nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndakutenda vateereri chingoti aiwa ngatirambe tichifambira pamwe seplatform for youth development tinoda kuti tinge tiri vechidiki vakarongeka vechidiki vasina violence ndozvo zviri kunyanya kunesa vechidiki vanongoshandiswa asi tii tirikukurudzira vechidiki budiriro inouya kana takanyatsorongeka tichifambira zvinoenderera pamwe nemitemo dzenyika ndatenda hangu
tinotenda zvikuru manga makateerera kubva kuna vaClarice Madhuku vanova mukuru wesangano replatform for youth development muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo aiwa hama wadiwa nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka nekudaro ngaisiye matambo anokoneka ine mufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai maoko aJonga Kandemiri.
Tinotenda zvikuru Blessing iye zvino tokupai kambo mabasa kubva kuna Thomas Mapfumo. Nzwisa yekambo mabasa kubva kuna Thomas Tafirenyika Mapfumo kachuya kwamuri kachibva kuno ku Studio 7 pazuva reWorkers Day sezvo nguva yedu yapera rigaititarise musoro yenhau zvakare. Vashandi vemuZimbabwe vanobatana nedzimwe nyika mukucherechedza zuva revashandi panguva yevashandi vakawanda vari kurasikirwa nemabasa. Batore MDCT roshushikana nekusagadzikana kuri mukanzuro yeGutare Harare zvichitevera kudomwa kwava James Mushore semunyori mukuru wekanzuru. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndekusiya mina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, May 1st, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Muhlanganya Huye. Amongst our top stories this evening, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating Workers' Day today. Labour Minister Prisca Mufumira is expected to address May Day celebrations at Rufaro Stadium tomorrow.
It is intended to be a day where workers all over the world, not in Zimbabwe alone, converge to map up strategies whereby they look back to what they've done, what the setbacks they've come across, and the way forward.
The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs has warned young girls and women to be wary of human traffickers luring females to Kuwait on promises of greener pastures, as the situation on the ground is not rosy.
This is the Honorable Kainji Esparaza. I'm with Chief Mfarurwa here in Kuwait. We would want to warn all our girls, especially those who are aged between 17 and 25, that they must never, ever attempt to come and wait here in Kuwait.
And in our rural slots, we hear from some people in Rusape who say drought is ravaging their lives.
I'm Musa Mkwena, that's my name. I'm in at Rusape. Yeah, the situation here is not all that good because of the hunger that devastated our crops here. There was the scorching sun because of the El Nino. So we are starving even to death. We are racing over wild fruits with animals here.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating Workers' Day today. Labour Minister Prisca Mufumira is expected to address May Day celebrations at Rufaro Stadium tomorrow. The Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions says it will be at the event. Jonga Kandemiri speaks to the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions Secretary General Kenias Shamyarira on the issue.
It is intended to be a day where workers all over the world, not in Zimbabwe alone, converge to map up strategies whereby they look back to what they've done, what the setbacks they've come across, and the way forward. This is the time when we meet with the government, the time we meet with employers, and we air our grievances, and sometimes give solutions. So here in Zimbabwe, we are celebrating this together with the rest of the other workers the world over. But we are celebrating here with solace to a lesser extent on the basis that we now have certain achievements on the Constitution by way of now having right to collective bargaining, right to salaries as clearly enshrined now in the Zimbabwean Constitution, and also right to strike, which we can now take this to the Constitutional Court and be given a remedy by way of an order or a judgment. So that we can celebrate. But coming on to the issue of salaries, that one is an issue which I think is still miles away to correct it, because we are stressed in our ministry with employers that are neoliberal, employers that are only concerned about their own pockets, that are concerned about their own dividends. Whether the majority of the workers suffer or they go for 6, 10 months, 9 months without salaries, that to them is not a worry. All they are interested is to see the companies continue to produce, but whatever is produced, it must be shared with them. And this is not only only found in private sector. It's now very, very common in the public sector.
You are celebrating or commemorating May Day at a time when there is discussion around the Labor Act amendment. As workers, what do you have to say about this?
We, as ZFTU, we are very much in support of the Labor Amendment that is coming, because it is also going to buttress the Amendment number 5. But the people who are having problem on this is the employer, the Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe, representing all its other subsector industrial domain. The reason behind is that this came out after the notorious July 17 Supreme Court of the Zuma and others, whereby workers were shut out of employment.
We understand that the government is going to meet with workers at Rufaro Stadium tomorrow. Are you going to be part of this arrangement?
Certainly, because the Minister of Public Service is a government minister, and the government is the regulatory authority through her ministry. We are urging all workers to go and listen to her and also air out their grievances directly to her. What we will not allow or tolerate is political interference. We will not be accepting any address by none other than government minister and the workers themselves. Anyone who tries to come and hijack such an international recognized day and try to put political agendas, it will be resisted, and those people will be ashamed in front of all the dignitaries that are going to converge at Rufaro.
That was the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions Secretary General Kenias Shamyarira speaking with Studio 7's Junga Kanzemiri. The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs, Kindness Paraza, is warning young girls and women to be wary of human traffickers luring females to Kuwait on promises of greener pastures, as the situation on the ground is not so rosy. Paraza, who was in Kuwait for a parliamentary visit, brokered a deal with Zimbabwean businessman Wikinel Chivayo to buy tickets for 32 young girls and women who were in the country as part of 200 that were human trafficked by unscrupulous agents in both countries. Paraza tells us more on the issue.
We would want to warn all our girls, especially those who are aged between 17 and 25, that they must never, ever attempt to come and work here in Kuwait as domestic workers, because they will be in trouble, they will be abused. So what we are going to do as parliament, we are going to push law in parliament to ban the issuance of visas, which is given according to Article 20 of the Kuwait Constitution here. This Article 20 actually literally gives overwhelming authority over anyone who comes to work here as a domestic worker. In other words, it's like you've been sold. It's like you are a slave in this modern day world. So please, all those who are listening to me, all those young girls, please don't be tempted to come here or persuaded to come to Kuwait to work as domestic workers.
That was the chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs, Kindness Paraza, issuing a stern warning for young girls that have been lured to Kuwait. He urged parents who do not know the whereabouts of their children that went to Kuwait to contact the Zimbabwean embassy in Kuwait. In a related issue, 22-year-old Chipo Sanyika, one of the girls that was trafficked to Kuwait, says she feels lucky to be part of the 22 girls that were rescued and are expected to be at home this weekend. She tells us more on the issue.
Oh, I'm feeling so happy because all of us are now going home. And now no one is remaining behind, because it was so touching. Even if you help me to go out, then I leave some of the girls here.
What did your family say when you told them that you had this opportunity to come home?
They were very happy. They were very, very happy. And they say, we thank you all for helping us.
Tell us a little bit about your experience. How has it been like just waiting to go home with some promises that you're going to go home and then they fall through? You take us through what you went through.
Yeah, it was very hard because at first I didn't even have any hope that one day I'll go home because my mom doesn't have the money to pay for my ticket. But anyway, God intervened and I had people who helped me to go home. It was hard.
I know that you tried to go home at one stage. What happened then?
I wanted to go home. My ticket did not have a ticket number. Then I got back to the ambassador's house. Then they sent me another ticket. So when they sent me another ticket, when we got to the airport, I did all checking. I was given a boarding pass. But they say I can't pass. My agent has placed a case on me. I can't pass. They have blocked me from passing.
How did that make you feel?
It was terrible. But I told myself that the least thing they can do is to blame me that I was going to go home.
What is the first thing you're going to do when you do get to Zimbabwe?
The first thing I'm going to do when I get to the airport, I want to meet whoever from the media. And I want to talk to them how I felt and what I've been through.
What's the first meal that you want to eat?
I want to eat salsa and green vegetables. That's all.
So did you tell your mother to prepare that for you?
Yes, I did. I even told her to bring it to the airport in the lunchbox.
What's your advice for other young girls in Zimbabwe that want to come and work there in Kuwait?
Girls, don't come to Kuwait. If you are not sure what work you'll be doing and be in Kuwait, other jobs for Africans, for blacks, other than being a housemaid.
That was Chipo Sanyika, one of the young girls who was rescued from Kuwait before she left for Harare. Some residents of Rusape say the drought has ravaged their area badly, forcing them to eat wild fruits. We hear more on the issue from one of the residents.
I'm Musa Mkwena, that's my name. I'm in at Rusape. Yeah, the situation here is not all that good because of the hunger that devastated our crops here. There was the scorching sun because of the El Nino. So we are starving even to death. We are racing over wild fruits with animals here, especially the ubers. Those, I think you know those ubers. We are running after jackals to get this food. We are starving here in Zimbabwe, in Makoni North. No assistance from the government. So the situation here is not all that good.
So has any organization come in your area to provide food aid?
Right now, there is not even one. It's only welfare, but that government department of the welfare that is providing a bag of maize only for four households in a village, but it's providing to the elderly. The youth and the middle age are just suffering. They are getting no assistance from anybody. But we are promised by an NGO which is called Action Aid that it will fit in and provide cash to the people, but right now it hasn't done anything. But people are still waiting for the promise.
How much money were they promising to give families?
They never promised the amount of cash, but they only gave those three families in the villages Econet lines, and they registered for the eco cash, but they haven't said exactly the amount they will give.
And also, what about food aid that comes to your area? Is it being given freely? Because in some areas, people were saying it's given on partisan lines.
In my area, they are not doing it in a partisan area because the councillor in my ward is not even a partisan. He's doing his work very, 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 very. He's doing it in a very right manner. But in other areas, we are hearing messages of that people are being, the food is being given in a partisan manner. Only the Zanzibar people are being taken, and other political members are being scraped out of the aid.
Who is your councillor in your area there?
My councillor is Muriengwe Zakaria, a ZANU-PF councillor. But he's doing his work and not in a partisan manner. There's no problem with as far as food distribution is done. But Adam, ZANU-PF members now, they are now taking this blacklisting this councillor to be an MDC councillor, and they are not even heard about what he's doing. So he's doing his work in a non-partisan manner.
That was Musa Mukwena of RUSAPE. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Wellington Zindowe with the Zimbabwe Youth Forum. Wellington, thank you so very much, as usual, for joining me today on this program.
Thank you, Tatiana.
We understand the Youth Forum just had a program hosting a youth from Swaziland. Tell us more about this program and the purpose of its impact.
We had a delegation that visited the Youth Forum from Swaziland, which was led by Maxwell Dlamini, the youth leader from the students' movement. And the purpose was really to try and touch base and see from which areas can we collaborate and also strengthen solidarity between young people in Swaziland and also young people in Zimbabwe, with the bigger view of actually giving birth to a Southern African SADC region, rather, youth movement that is also going to really confront the challenges that young people are, facing currently from a new dimension altogether.
And what were some of the, key issues that came out of this program?
I think as listeners might be aware, Maxwell Dlamini has been, I think, in and out of the Swaz maximum prison for more than 4 years, I think since he turned 19 years. So one of the things that we actually made a strong call was to say, I think as Southern African citizens, we need more political freedom, we need more freedom of association. So he made a very strong call against, political prisoners, even to the extent of calling for the safe release of, Itai Dzamara, and also I think the destruction of all such barriers which restricts the participation of young people in political, economic, and social and cultural processes in our respective countries.
And of course, for Zimbabwean youth, seeing someone like this, and of course for your organization, they're seeing a human rights defender who they also see in themselves in Zimbabwe. But talking about the issue of Itai Dzamara, how has the Youth Forum been focusing on this particular issue?
I think as an organization, working together with other like-minded organizations, be they political movements, political organizations, civil society organizations, I think we have been part of, bigger processes that have also, been calling, for the safe return of Itai Dzamara. Also, I think I'm quite aware that even at Parliament, there have been discussions to that extent. So it remains something that we really quite passionate about to see, because this has got a very serious implication to us as young people, not just today, but tomorrow, to say we cannot have a situation whereby someone just disappears and they're not being accounted for. I think this flies against, the spirit and letter of the new constitution.
And of course, Wellington, just as we wrap up here, what are some of the future programs the Youth Forum will be having to target youth in Zimbabwe?
I think we are having quite very interesting programs that we are currently undertaking. At the moment, I think we are trying to create a new conscience amongst young people by bringing, we've got what we call an interpart, youth dialogue forums, where we bring young people from across the political divide to try and see where, if we can be able to reason together on issues of common interest. Like, for instance, we as the Youth Forum, we don't believe that corruption, as manifest as it is in our country today, should be looked at from, a partisan perspective, to say if you are from ZANU-PF, then corruption does not affect you if you are from any other party. So we want to build, some kind of consensus amongst young people to say we need a new generation of young people who are able to confront and say things as they are, irrespective of where they are standing.
And for those young people that want to follow the Youth Forum, where can they find you?
I think the Youth Forum Zimbabwe is quite very active on all forms of social media. The easiest way is to just find us on Facebook. I think it's easier, then the rest can follow.
With that, Koma Wellington, thank you so very much for joining me today on our Studio 7 Youth Forum.
Yeah, welcome to
that. That was Wellington Zindowe, director of a Youth Forum Zimbabwe, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, May the 1st, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntungameli Nkomo. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a happy Workers' Day.
Siyabonga Mavela Simhlanga Nyahuye isiyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 1 ngonkwenkwezi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
No toke wona hayi lawo uyehlula imali kayitholakali. Nxa sithe sayithola imali kubaqhatshi. Siyayiswela emabhenki.
Izisebenzi zeZimbabwe zinanze ilanga leWorkers Day namuhla zikhala ngokoma kwempilo ngenxa yokubhidlika komnotho.
Siyathemba ukuthi bazahlanganisa amathanda belalele lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu beZimbabwe bemise lumbezo othiwa ngudokora ukuthi engahlukulisi abantwana ezikole.
Abazali sebecele uMongameli Mgabe ukuthi amise uhlelo lokukhonzwa kwefulegi yeZimbabwe ezikolo. Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo sixoxa lomunye wabazaphatheka kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship lonyaka. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela ngokugcweleyo. Izisebenzi zeZimbabwe namhla zinanze ilanga leWorkers Day zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi njalo zichothoza uhulumende ngokwehluleka ukusungula imisebenzi eyathenjiswa libandla leZANU-PF ngesikhathi likhankasela ukhetho luka-2013. Inhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, iZCTU, ithi ukonakala komnotho sokwenze izigidi lezigidi zezisebenzi zalahlekelwa imisebenzi ngoba amankampani amaningi esevaliwe. Unobhala jikelele weZCTU uMnumzana Jafet Moyo uthi amankampani amaningi akwamanye amazwe abalekela imithetho elukhoni lemithelo ephezulu eZimbabwe khona athi kumele kulungisiswe.
Nxa sikhangela indaba ye-taxation elizweni lapha, hawu omunye ubuya ekuseni ukuthi ufuna ubhadale-ke umthelo onje, omunye ubuya emini ukuthi ufuna umthelo onje, ntambama kungena omunye futhi ukuthi ufuna umthelo onje. Imithelo yangikhona-ke ibe mningi-ke evelela kuhulumende munye. Laba-ke abakubhizimisi kuba nzima-ke ukuthi bangabe bahlale kubhizimisi, sesibona sebevala amakampani abo.
Ngezinye indlela baba Moyo uthi phezu komthetho we-indigenization udaba lwemithelo ngolunye oluxosha amankampani eZimbabwe.
Itsho njalo sibili imithelo iba mningi baba. Nxa sisithi sifuna-ke abatsha baqalisa amakampani kumbe abantu abasesebancane kubhizinesi ukuze bekhule, aluba-ke nje sibenzela imithetho engani ibalula. Singange siyengezeleleke imithelo ke kungatsha zikahulumende kube yi-ema kube ngulo kube ngulwana betshone bevakatshela ke ikampani esaqala nje ukukhula, asibone ngani singakha ke umnotho welizwe lwethu.
Yona yipi imthelo le ungasipha nje umzekeliso lokuthi alubana inkampani ithe yavulwa lamhlanje kuyabe kumele ihlawule yipi imthelo njalo mhlawumbe malini?
Kuba nzima ke ukuthi bechasise ukuthi imali bafike njani kiyo. Kodwa nje nxa ungathi uvula ke ibhizinesi yakho kuzafika othi ngwe ema. Kube sekufika omunye athi mina nxa usebenza ulapha ungaphansi kwe-municipality. Kube sekufika omunye athi mina ngivelela ke kuhulumende weziya ye-promotion yama-investment. Omunye athi hayi mina ngu-taximan yimi emvelela kuZimra. Ama-taxes ke lawo axotsha u-business abe maningi ke.
Umnumzana Japhet Moyo ngunobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso emela izisebenzi iZCTU. Kunjalo nje ibandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Party lithi kulihlazo elikhulu ukuthi abantu abaningi abasasebenzi njalo sebengabayanga ngenxa yombuso weZANU-PF omubi. Sixoxele siphathamandla saleli bandla umnumzana Edwin Ndlovu.
Ngekulizwe lakithi lele leZimbabwe singathi thina i-May Day kumbe i-Workers Day isiluze lokhu ngesilungu okuthiwa i-relevance, kayisela-ke incedo ngoba kusela bantu abasebenzayo eZimbabwe. Leli bekulilanga lapho izisebenzi ezichakazelela ukusebenza kwazo, indlela ezisebenza ngayo, le ndlela ezithuthuka ngayo emsebenzini, zikhulume njalo langenhlupho eziba khona emsebenzini. Kodwa-ke ngempelizweni leZimbabwe-ke abantu bonke bazisebenza, bathengisa, bangamazenda, kusela abantu abasebenzayo. Laba balutshwane futhi bayasebenza ngabaholi balenyanga eziyisithupha ezikhombisa umnyaka bengaholi. Yikho-ke lelo langa seliluze irelevance, akusela nto-ke kuthokozelelwa-ke langa-ke lika-1 May Day. Isikhangelele ilizwe lakithi leZimbabwe, ilizwe selingamanxiwa, akusela abantu abasebenzayo, abantu sebezisebenza. Yikho-ke nxa uzisebenza uthengisa amabhanana, uthengisa amatamatisi, awuyeke kube nethuba lokuthi utshone ukuthi emastadium uyalalela amasiko, uyabulindela umuntu ozadlula le-10 cents ekuthengele khonokho okuthengisayo.
Alubana ibandla lenu lithe lanqoba kukhetho langena embusweni, lingalulungisisa njani udaba lwemisebenzi isebenzi ziphile impilo engcono?
Ilizwe leZimbabwe alikhela thuba lokulungisiswa selifuna ukuthi litsho liqalisise kakutsha from ekuqaleni. Okuqala kumele silungise imithetho ekhona elizweni, sisebenzelane le-international community, sisebenzelane nxanke-international community. Ngikhuluma nge-SADC, ngikhuluma nge-AU, ngikhuluma nge-EU, ngikhuluma nge-United Nations, kube nobudlelwano lamazwe onke nalawo. Kube ne-good governance elizweni leZimbabwe, kube nembuso wontando kaZulu, hathi lokhu esibona kusenzakala. Khonokho khona kodwa uzavula esingathi sina umthambo owe-investment ukuthi abangaphandle kwelizwe abalezimali babuye bazoyi-investa elizweni lakithi, bekwazi ukuthi i-investment yabo igcinakele. Nxa sebenze njalo kusho ukuthi izisebenzi-ke sezizathola umsebenzi, sezizasebenza, sokuyavuselela-ke umnotho. Bese sithi-ke labo abazisebenza labo baphiwe umumo wokuthi bazisebenze labo, kube ngesilungu ngokuthiwa i-conducive environment, bazisebenze. Labo abakhetha ukusebenza abalama-skills abo, kuvula ama-factory, kuvula ama-industry. Kodwa-ke avulwa ngokucela kulungisise-ke indaba zepolitics lelizwe leZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Edwin Ndlovu isiphathamandla sebandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Party. Uzulu secele umongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi amise umthetho kahulumende omutsha ozabamba abantwana besikolo ngamandla ukuthi bakhonze iflegi yeZimbabwe nsuku zonke kuqala ekuvulweni kwezikolo ngolwesibili. Umthetho lo usungulwe ngumphathintambo wezemfundo yaphansi umnumzana Lazarus Lokora. Abazali ababalisi laba masonto bathukuthele ngomthetho lo njalo abanye babo sebewuphikisile emthethwandaba. Abezinkonzo kobulawayo babambene loZulu emkhulekweni ngeviki edluleyo baphuma lezinqumo ezigoqela esokuthi abantu babo kabasoze baye ezikolo ngolwesibili lesokuthi uLokora kumele axotshwe umsebenzi. Sixoxele omunye wabafundisi abaqoqe umbuthano wakobulawayo lo umnumzana Hussein Sibanda.
Sizaqhubekela phambili lokhu senza imithandazo nale esiyenzayo.
okwesibili kuphume into elisegcekeni ukuthi abantu bathi hatshi ngolwesibili abantwana basoze bahambe esikole ukwenzela ukuthi nxa udokora elokhu eqhubekela phambili lento yakhe leyo eyokuthi abambe abantu ngamandla ukuthi benze izifungo njalo balethe izipho abantu bathena hhayi abantu abasoze bebuye bezokhonza iflegi eZimbabwe. So ngolwesibili abazali bazahlala ngkhala abantwana abantwana behambeke ezikolo ngolwesithathu. IZimbabwe yonke jikelele into bekayifuni kuyakhanya egcekeni ukuthi umnumzane ubaba udogoro ubezenzela into ekhanda lakhe eyedwa ngenxa yokuthi abantu bonke bamelane naye. Thina siyathemba ukuthi uhulumende ikakhulu ubaba uMgabe lo baba uMphoko lo baba uMnangagwa ukuthi bazahlanganisa amathanda belalele lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu beZimbabwe bemise lendoda othiwa ngudogora ukuthi engahlukuluzi abantwana ezikole. Mbona ngani kwesibili isicelo esesikhanya sesiphuma egcekeni ebantwini yikucela ukuthi ngabe ubaba udogora uyamiswa umsebenzi ngenxa yokuthi abantu sebenanzelele ukuthi lumnumzane khani kuya lezinto eziningi eziphambanisa abantwana lapha ezikole.
Alubana elalele yena udokora labo obaba uMgabe okwamanje ungabatshela mazwibani?
Mina ngifuna ukuthi ngiyacela ke baba Mongameli, baba Mgabe, baba Mphoko, baba Mnangagwa ukuba ngabe liyaxwayisa ubaba udokora osebenza ngaphansi kwenu ukuba asuseke lumthetho asewulethe ezikolo ngenxa yokuthi yena kumele akhangele ukuthi uqhubekisa kanjani imfundo yabantwana ezikolo. Ngabe ukhuluma ngamabhuku, ngabe ukhuluma ngokuthi bangaka abantwana abadinga ukuncediswa ku-school fees, hayi khona ukuthi akhulume ngokuthi kufosela abantwana ukuthi benze izifungo njalo bekhonze izithombe.
Umnumzana uSeni Spanda ngumfundisi wakoBulawayo. Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo namhla silomunye wabakhethwe ukungena kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship lonyaka ongudokotela uAnethi Moyo. Uhlelo lolu lusungulwe ngomongameli weMelika uMnumzana Barack Obama ngo-2010 ngenjongo yokuthuthukisa ontanga be-Afrika. Bangamachumi ayisithupha abeZimbabwe abaza eMelika ngonhlolanja behlangene lapha kwamanye amazwe bayinkulungwane eyodwa. Sithi amhlophe kuwe dokotela Moyo, njalo siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga Ntunga.
Uzwe njani uthola incwadi ekwazisa ngokuphumelela kwakho ukungena kulolu hlelo?
Ngijabule kakhulu Ntunga, ngoba ithuba leli lithuba elihle kakhulu elingazi ukungivula amehlo ngendlela ezimangabisayo.
Uyingcwethi kwezempilakahle, kulolu hlelo zifundo bani oyabe uziqhuba?
Ngifakwe kuzifundo zokukhokhelela kuzulu ekuthiwa ngesikhiwa yi-civic leadership. And kungakhanya ingani akudlelani lengikwenzayo mina ukuba ngudokotela wokwelapha, kodwa-ke kuyahambelana ngenxa yokuthi amathuba okukhokhelela uzulu maningi nxa umuntu engudokotela both ekwelapheni nakwezinye nje izinto ezibuya ngokwazakala ukuthi ungumuntu oluhlobo bami. So ngiyabe ngiku-civic leadership check engikhangelela ukuthi izangincedisa ukukhulisa ukwazi kwami ukukhokhelela.
Ngezinye indlela ukhangelele ukusebenzisa ulwazi lobukhokhelo obuqotho ekubeni ngomkhokheli kwezempilakahle?
Ye, ngikhangelele kakhulu Ntunga ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi ngizathola amathuba okukhokhelela kwezempilakahle. Kodwa kathesi bese ngivele sengiqalelele ngoba kule nhlanganiso ebizwa kuthiwa yi-Dream engayisungulayo labanye abami ngo-2013, ekupheleni ka-2013 e-University of Zimbabwe. Le ibe inhlanganiso ngemiso ejonge ukwenza ukuthi abantu besifazane bathakazelele ukuba ngama-surgeons, ngoba angazi kumbuyazi kodwa malutshwana ama-surgeons. Ama-surgeons ngodokotela abavelapha ngokwenza ama-operation, balutshwana bangomama. I-organization besayiqalisa sisenzela ukuthi sizame uku-increase inumber yabomama abangena ku-surgery. And I can assure you ukuthi organization le isihambe kuhle kakhulu since isungulwa ngo-2013. Kathesi sinama-members angu-56, laba ngodokotela abaseku-training asebevele sebekhangelela ukuthi nxa bengaqeda i-general training yabo bangene ku-training yokuba ngama-surgeons bona bengomama. And ngikhangelela ukuthi nxa i-organization le ingaqhubeka isenza kuhle kangaka, kutho ukuthi in the next few years siyabe silabo dokotela abangangena bebe ngama-surgeons abangomama abangafika about 50. That would increase the number of women surgeons kusukisela ku-7% that it is right now to about 30-something%, which would be very good ngoba amazwe amaningi in the world asefikile kusibanga sona leso abanye sebedlulisile.
Lapha ukhuluma ngama percentages, nxa sesikhangela amanani bangaki kahle kahle?
Ama surgeons wonke angu akade registered by 2014 abengu 108 and bekule 3 kuphela. Ngibona ngani that's 7%. Sorry, I may get it wrong, but it's less than 10.
Kungani bebalutshwana odokotela besifazana abenza lumsebenzi?
Kulezizathu eziningi Ntunga. I-surgery ikhangeleka njengohlangothi lwezempilakahle olufuna igunya, olufuna ingani umuntu abe ngumuntu wesilisa, ngoba vele kusukisela iqalisa ibisenziwa ngabantu besilisa. So khona lokho kwenza ukuthi umuntu ongumama esabele khathana. Okunye okwenza ukuthi babe balutshwane kangaka ukuthi lapha eZimbabwe, njengoba ngitshile ukuthi bathathu kumbe bane kathe omama abangama-surgeons, khona lokho kwenza ukuthi umuntu wesifazane nxa esa-trainer ukuba ngu-general doctor uyabe engela muntu angamkhangela amkhuthaze ukuthi abe yikho lokho esikubiza sithi ngama-role models. Khona kuyami ukusweleka kwama-role models into engakwenza ukuthi umuntu wesifazane angaziboni yena engafinyelela kuleso sibanga. Okunye kubangelwa ukuthi ngama-attitude abanye ababe bengasebenzelana lo muntu wesifazane nxa esengu-surgeon. Lapha ngibalisa ama-surgeons awesilisa, kwesinye isikhathi baya bekhangela ibone ngalo umuntu wesifazane kanelisa.
Mhlawumbe lokwesaba igazi kukhona lapha okungabi lesibindi.
Ukungabi lesibindi into ungayi, it's an attribute esemuntwini wonke, akusinto eyenzakala kwabantu besifazane kuphela.
Kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship lolo ozaqhubela kuliphi ikolishi izifundo zakho?
Ngiyabese e-university ese-Pittsburgh okuthiwa yi-DeQuincy, yi-university yesikatolika kodwa elobungcwethi ekufundiseni ubukhokheleli.
Hayi, siyabonga Dokotela Moyo, njalo sikufisela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga Ntumba.
Belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, ngixoxa lo Dokotela Annette Moyo ongomunye wabasakhulayo beZimbabwe abazaphatheka kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship ngapha eMelika lonyaka. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Sikwazi ukuphuma enkundleni singadlalanga ingoma yokholo njengoba lamhlanje nje bekulilanga lokukhonza.
Baba, baba, ngiguqile ngalesi sikhathi ngicela ukusizwa nguwe. Wena Jehova onomsa wonke, wena baba wentandane, wena ongela ukuthi umuntu akanayo imali, osithanda sonke Nkosi emhlabeni. Ngiyakhuleka baba ngalesi sikhathi Jehova nomsa ukungihlenga baba phakathi kwezitha zonke ebengiphila nazo emhlabeni. Ngesakho isandla baba ngaphumelela ngegama likaJesu. Ngiyakhuleka Jehova nomsa ngalesi sikhathi. Abanye ababengikhomba baba bethi angeke ziphumelele, angeke ezenze lutho, uzokuzwana ningathi kuze kube nini. Ngegama likaJesu baba wafe Nazaretha, okwathi lapho nala inhliziyo yami ingasavumi, wangiphakamisa Jehova nomsa, wangibeka kwesakho isandla, ngakhanya Jehova nomsa, ngaphumelela ngegama likaJesu wafe Nazaretha. Wena Nkosi ongahlulwa yilutho, ngiyacela baba ukubusiswa ngalesi sikhathi Jehova nomsa.
Ingoma ka Nothando Ndlovu untombazana wekhaya egqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwa lamhlanje. Singake hlukane isikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Izisebenzi zeZimbabwe zinanze ilanga leWorkers Day namhla zikhala ngokomakwa empilo. Abazali sebecele uMongameli Mkabe ukuthi amise uhlelo lokukhonzwa kwefulegi yeZimbabwe ezikolo. Ayisilugqibake lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngoNtungameli Nkomo. Lila.
Listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.